Praise the Lord this morning. Love the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Ann, for a powerful song. It's always good to be able to experience the Lord, and we certainly hope this morning that you'll have the opportunity to have already done that, and we'll continue to do that in the remainder of the service. And so we just serve an awesome God. Amen. Well, it's so good to be back home in Martin County. We enjoyed our opportunity at the minister's retreat and got to share with some good friends and see some people we don't often get to see, and had a great speaker that shared some powerful thoughts with us over that weekend. And then, of course, Becky and I had the opportunity to take a few days for our upcoming anniversary and to celebrate, and we appreciated that. It was a good time of rest and relaxation. However, we intended to do some hiking, but it rained all day long, and so we did some other things, but we still had a great time. But it's good to go, but it's always great to be home. Great to be back with my brothers and sisters in Christ and just worshiping together today. And so just good to be back. And I want you to know this morning that we just love and appreciate each and every one of you. And so just great to be with you this morning. We hope that you're enjoying the presence of the Lord. Well, as you know, this is our communion and ashes service this morning, and we hope that you will encounter the Lord in a very powerful and precious way this morning as the service continues to unfold. But we wanted to take a few moments and just share with you in regard to ashes and communion, and then we're going to talk about some symbolism this morning of all the things that are before us and what they mean to us, and then we're going to take communion and receive the imposition of ashes and just have a great time in the Lord. Well, as many of you know, Ash Wednesday, which has been about a week and a half ago now, is the Wednesday of the seventh week before Easter and is the first day of Lent, the 6 weeks before Easter. The day is named for the custom of imposing ashes, a practice that many congregations and us too have found to be a very meaningful part of Ash Wednesday observances. And as you know, Ash Wednesday has come and gone, and we typically don't do that on Wednesday, but we have that in our ashes and communion service, which we'll do this morning, of course. But using ashes is a sign of repentance and humility before the Lord, and has been a long-standing tradition. And of course, ashes is often mentioned in Scripture. Even the early Christians adopted the use of ashes as an external mark of one's penitence or humility before God. And so hopefully this morning as we partake of communion and ashes, we will be reminded not only of what God has done for us through the forgiveness of sin, through our repentance, but also the cleansing of the Holy Spirit and all that Christ has done for us as we come to communion. And so to help us this morning to think about ashes and communion, a passage of Scripture we want to share with you from Jonah chapter 3, and then from Daniel chapter 9 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. And so as we continue to prepare our heart and mind for ashes and communion this morning, Jonah chapter 3, verse 5 this morning shares with us, "So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Then God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it." And then Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. "Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer, and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to this moment in the service, we ask that You would move in a very powerful way. We ask, Lord, that Your Word would begin to stir our heart as we prepare this morning to partake in communion and receive the imposition of ashes. And so, Lord, we ask right now that You would just speak to us and that we would recognize, Lord, that this is the time and this is the season, Lord, to focus on You and to come before You, Lord, and to remember and to recognize all that You have done for us. And so, Lord, I ask this morning that You would just move on us in such a way, Lord, that we would be reminded and that we would experience You in a powerful way. And so, Lord, we ask that You would just touch each one. We ask that You allow us to come, Lord, under anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, for the sharing of Your Word this morning. Lord, we just ask for Your presence among us. In Your name we pray. And amen. You may be seated this morning. We just want to take a few moments and share with you in regard to ashes and then communion. But our passages that we shared with you both speak about ashes and this need of prayer and focusing or returning to the Lord. And that's what the Lent season is all about. These 6 weeks of preparation before Easter is this opportunity for us to refocus on the Lord, to recognize who He is and what He has done and how He's working in our life. And so that's what this service this morning is all about, this opportunity for us to be reminded that we are to come before the Lord with a sense of repentance and with a sense of humility, and that we are to remember all that God has given to us in the person of Christ and what Calvary means to us through His shed blood and His broken body and to remember all those things. And so that's what this service is all about this morning. But we want to take a couple moments and think about ashes, and then we're going to talk about communion, and then we're going to talk this morning about the symbolism of all the things that are in front of us this morning, and then how we're going to go about receiving communion and the imposition of ashes. And so as we think this morning about ashes, I just want to remind us that ashes remind us of God's condemnation of sin. And so when we see in our passage of Scripture in Jonah, in regard to Nineveh, the king, when Jonah came and shared with Nineveh in regard to the life that they was living, and that God was not pleased with that, and that they were living in sin, the Scripture says, that they were doing things that were evil. And so they heard Jonah's message, and the king proclaimed that they would fast and that they would sit in sackcloth and ashes. And so it's a reminder for us that when we think about the ashes this morning, that God condemns sin. But thankfully, because of Christ, we don't have to live in sin. But the ashes are a reminder to us that God condemns sin. And so a reminder for us. But ashes also suggest to us of cleansing and renewal. We, of course, can come to the Lord and we can be forgiven of sin and we can be cleansed of our sin. And we can have a right relationship with the Lord. And so not only do ashes remind us of God's condemnation of sin, but they also suggest to us cleansing and renewal. And of course, that's what Lent is all about, is this time to renew our relationship with the Lord. And so ashes are there to remind us of cleansing and renewal. And I think it's interesting that ashes was used in the ancient world in the absence of soap. And so individuals would wash with ashes instead of soap. And it was used to help to cleanse and wash with. And so I thought that was interesting, as ashes also represent the cleansing of the Lord and the cleansing of sin in our life. But ashes also became a substitute for water as a reminder of our baptism, or when we've got, when we became saved and we were renewed and baptized in the Lord, the ashes are a reminder, for us of our baptism into our relationship with the Lord. Not only does ashes remind us of God's condemnation of sin and suggest to us cleansing and renewal, we also understand that ashes teach us the shortness of human life. In James, we would find, in James chapter 4, James tells us that life is like a vapor. It's here one moment, and it's gone the next. And so, life comes and goes quickly. Ashes is a reminder to us of that shortness of life and how important then it is in regard to this relationship that we have with the Lord. In death, at the graveside, the minister would often say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. Reminder that life is short, and it's like a vapor. It comes and goes so quickly. And so ashes remind us and teaches us of the shortness of the human life. Therefore, this importance of recognizing the Lord. And so this morning, as we come here in a little while to receive of the imposition of ashes, ashes are a symbol for us. And they symbolize our need to repent of sin before the Lord. Our need to return to God. And once again, that's what Lent season is about. It's about refocusing on the Lord. And so it represents for us or symbolizes our need to repent, our need to return to God, and our need to be humble before God because of who He is. He is the Creator. He is our Savior. And so a reminder to us, our need to be humble before God. And so as we come to the imposition of ashes here in a little while, may they remind us of this need to repent before the Lord, our need to return to God, our need to be humble before God. Not only this morning are we going to be receiving the ashes, but we're also going to be receiving communion. Many of you are very familiar with communion, and it's a very important worship aspect in our lives as we receive of the bread and the cup. Tremendous reminder to us of what Christ has done in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 shares with us, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so as we come to the Lord's table this morning and we receive communion, we're doing it so that we are reminded of what Christ has done for us at Calvary. The shedding of blood and His broken body remind us of the price of our salvation. And so communion becomes a very important part, not only of the Easter season in this Lent season, but of our experience with Christ, and so that we never forget what Christ has done for us. And so just as ashes are symbolic in our life, so is communion. And the cup and the bread symbolizes three things for us this morning. The forgiveness of sin. Remember, ashes is the condemnation of sin. The cup and bread this morning represents for us the forgiveness of sin. And that's, of course, why Christ went to Calvary and died for us, is that we may be forgiven of sin. And so it represents for us the forgiveness of sin. But it also symbolizes for us and reminds us of the price of salvation, of the broken body and the spilt blood of Jesus. And so it's a reminder for us that we never forget that there was a tremendous cost to the freedom that we have in Christ, the broken body and the spilt blood of our Lord and Savior. And third, the future of our presence at the Father's table. There's going to be a time that's going to come. The Lord is going to return, or He's going to call us home. And the Bible speaks of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Communion is a reminder of us of our presence, because of what Christ has done in our life, of our place at His table. And I think that's a powerful promise and reminder for us as we receive communion of the future of our presence at the Father's table or in His presence. What a tremendous, tremendous thing that is for us this morning. And I hope as we come and we receive of communion that we're reminded of the forgiveness of sin, the price of salvation, and the promise of our future at the Father's table. The imposition of ashes and communion marks the beginning of a prayerful reflection on our continued need for God's grace and renewal, as well as the opportunity for us to refocus on God. I wonder this morning, as we think about the ashes and the communion, that you'll join us on this journey. A couple weeks ago, we stood around this altar as the church and brothers and sisters, the family of God, and we committed to this journey together as we journey to Easter to be able to experience Christ, be reminded of all that He's done for us, to refocus on the Lord, and then to come together and celebrate Easter. This morning, communion and the imposition of ashes is part of that journey. And I certainly hope that you will come this morning in a few moments and you'll participate at whatever level that you would choose as we journey together through Lent to the celebration of Easter. Well, I want to take a few moments this morning and just share with you about the symbolism that lays before us. And what we'll discover this morning is there is bread and there is juice and there are napkins and there's a crown of thorns and there are actual thorns and there's dice and there's nails and there's candles and there's greenery and there's the cross. So much is here and so much symbolism that is with us. Of course, the bread this morning represents the bread of life, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The juice represents for us the spilt blood of Christ this morning. The cross before us is a reminder that Jesus went to the cross. You'll find this morning the red napkins are a reminder to us, once again, of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The white napkins that are before you that hold the bread for us this morning are a reminder that we can be pure before the Lord this morning. You'll find that there are dice here this morning, a reminder that those at the foot of the cross cast lots for the garment in which Christ wore. There's also the thorns that represent and remind us of the crown of thorns that was placed on His head. Just a reminder for us of what Christ went through and what Christ suffered. You also see that there's a candle on each of the tables before you this morning. They are a reminder of us this morning that not only was Christ the bread of life, but also Christ is the light of the world. And that He came to bring light to the darkness. And around each candle, you'll see there's a sprig of greenery because He is not only the light of life, He is life, and through His death, we have life this morning. And so the greenery is a representation to us of life in Christ. And then, of course, we have the ashes that already represent to us the reminder of our humility before the Lord and God's condemnation of sin this morning. And so what's going to happen in just a few minutes, the praise team is going to come here in just shortly, and they're going to sing, and we are going to have communion and ashes. And what would I encourage us to do here shortly, of course, is we're just going to be reverent before the Lord. And I want us to experience Christ this morning in such a powerful way. And I encourage us to take our time. And so what we'll do after a bit is we're going to start on the outer sides, and we're going to ask you to come with two lines. Becky is going to be on one side and Terry is going to be on the other side. And they are going to have the bread and the cup. And we're going to ask you to pinch off a piece, dip it in the cup. And that is communion by tinction. And then receive communion. We encourage you then to stop for a moment if you would like, either at the front pew or the altar, and have a word of prayer. We're going to ask you then to step over here, and you're going to find that barbed wire crown that's a reminder of us of the crown of thorns. You may want to touch that. It's amazing what happens when only we hear, we smell, and we touch, feel. And so we're going to ask, even if you want to pick that up, that's perfectly fine. Just be careful. We don't want you to get poked, but to pick that up and to experience that for a moment. Maybe you want to handle the thorn for a moment. And I do encourage you to pick the dice up. Roll them around in your hands and remember what was happening at the foot of the cross. And then once you leave there, if you want to work over to the place of the ashes this morning, there is three nails there. You might want to put your hand on that and think about Christ on the cross. And then you'll receive the imposition of ashes. And this morning you can do that in your hand, or typically, traditionally, it's put on the forehead. And Kathy will be on one side and I'll be on the other side to do the ashes this morning. Now we want to encourage you this morning to participate. And you can participate at any level that you want. You can come and receive communion. You can participate in any of those steps. If you don't want to receive the ashes, that's fine. If you choose not to do communion and just want to do the ashes, that is fine too. This is your experience before the Lord this morning, and it's open to you. And we want you to come. We want you to worship, but we don't want you to do anything this morning that you're not comfortable doing or receiving this morning. But we do want you to enjoy the Lord and to be reminded so powerfully and so wonderfully of all that Christ has done for you and wants to do for you in this Easter season. This is a precious time of the year. I hope this morning that you'll journey with us together. Let's pause for a moment of prayer this morning. Dear precious Father, thank you for the wonderful gift of salvation. Thank you for all that you have done for us and what you're going to do for us in the next few moments. We have the opportunity, Lord, to come to your table, to receive of the cup and the bread. Lord, I pray that you would remind us of the price of our salvation. And Lord, that you would touch each one. And Lord, as we come to a place of prayer, that we just be able to connect with you in a powerful way this morning. And as we come to the thorns and the crown, Lord, that you would remind us of all the events that was going on around you in that time. As we come to the table of ashes, Lord, that we would recognize and humble ourselves this morning before you. And we know this morning, Lord, that you are able, and Lord, that you can do a great work in us. And so, Lord, I just pray right now that you would bless those who choose to participate. May they experience you in a life-changing way. We ask in your precious name. And amen.